Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Thank you. The title of this episode is God Outperforms and Outshines Spirit. God does things that cannot be done by spirit or a spirit. My circumstantiation, I will give that. And at the same time, I will present a refutation of the statement in John 4, verse 23, which says, God is a spirit. Now, what have I done? I have uncovered the center or focal point of Scripture. I have found out the epicenter or heart of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. That's very important, very important. The heart of Scripture, to know that. The heart of Scripture deals with the Gentiles and papacies, captivity and enslavement of black people. Every other thing in the Bible is tied to that. To the papacies and Gentiles, captivity and enslavement of black people. Now, Psalm 14:7 says this, and it speaks to the matter. It speaks to the central center of the Bible. It says, the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. That statement is fulfilled in me. Bring back What does that mean? That means to resurrect, to bring back, put back in notice, practice, etc. I bring to the attention of the people the central point of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. The Lord brings back the captivity of his people. What does that speak to? The Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. Do you hear ministers, Bible preachers, pastors, etc., teaching on that matter? No, you don't. You don't hear them speaking on that matter in any depthness. But that's what the Bible is about. Now, let's look at this. The circumstantiation of what? The circumstantiation of my refutation of John 4:24. God is a spirit. I have said God is not a spirit. I have found that statement to be false. I've also brought to your attention that the Bible has true false statements in it. The Bible has questions. It has true false statements in it. The Bible has statements in which the Lord God must fill in the blanks. Yes, very interesting. Okay, so what says the circumstantiation of the fact that God is not a spirit? Well, let's go to Ecclesiastes 12:14. In this lecture, you'll see what God actually does and what those who say God is a spirit, you'll see what a spirit cannot do. What God does, what a spirit cannot do. Okay, Ecclesiastes 12:14, Ecclesiastes 12:14. I'm turning to it to make sure we see what the Bible says. 12:14, Ecclesiastes. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And the people shall see this. You, those of you who follow this program, you see that I bring the works in the Bible into judgment. The world is a court, a courtroom. The people are the jurors, in a sense. You hear God's presentation. You hear God's evidence of things which he speaks. Okay? God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. The work, every work into judgment. Whose works? There are works in the Bible. Matter of fact, Bible content consists of works. Works done by the authors of Scripture. Works concerning the Gentiles and their actions, work concerning the Gentiles' actions and effects against other people. In this case, against black people. As I've said, the central matter, the central point of Scripture deals with the Gentiles and papacy's enslavement and captivity of black people. Okay, now, a spirit cannot do that. A spirit cannot bring forth to the people the works that are in the Bible. You say God is a spirit? No. Well, a spirit cannot do that, but it says God shall do it. And those who follow the program know that I have done just that. That's what I do. I present the works that are in the Bible to the people. So I fulfill Ecclesiastes 12:14, which work the Bible ascribes to God. All right? So that's one thing God does which a spirit cannot do. Next, 2 Timothy 2:7. Right. 2 Timothy 2:7 says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. So, another responsibility or duty, function of God, is to give understanding concerning all things. I have taught on all things. What are all things? One thing, all things are the statements that speak to God, about God. All, in all things, you get the characteristics of God. Okay? In other words, in all things, you get a revelation of God. In all things, we find out who the Bible ascribes the title of God to. You find out who the Bible ascribes the title of Lord to. Who the Bible ascribes the title of your Father to. All things deal with God. Okay? I have done that. I have done that on this program. And, of course, that is done also in my book, The Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God, in which I make known all things. Okay? Now, a spirit cannot do that. Okay? And I said I make that known in my book. So let me go to this scripture from that. God resurrects dead things. Dead things, meaning the dead issues that lie in Scripture. The dead issues that lie in Scripture. Issues, Bible issues, which the Gentiles do not bring forth, do not make known, Bible issues which the Gentiles remain silent on. Secrets, the secrets of the Bible. God resurrects, God makes known the secrets that are in the Bible, okay? In making known the secrets that are in the Bible, God resurrects dead issues. Dead issues, okay? Now, Revelation 1. A spirit cannot resurrect dead issues found in the Bible. God can, God does, and God has done that. Revelation 1, verse 11. First, and then we'll go to verse 19. This is the work of God, the work assigned to God. It says, what thou seest, write in a book. Just that statement right there. Bible matter tells God, take the Bible, read it, examine its material, scrutinize and analyze the material of the crucial matter of Bible content, and what you come to understand, what you see, write in a book. I have done that. Okay? I've written it in a book, and I also have it, you also have it on the internet, okay, by means of Blog Talk Radio. That's a wonder. That's very, very good. That's a marvelous thing. Okay? The internet and Blog Talk Radio are marvelous things. The computer is a marvelous thing. Okay? It gives God a way to get his word out. That's wonderful. Blog Talk Radio, the computer, and the internet give God a means of getting his message out to the people. So God's duty is to write a book. That's a requirement of God. Write a book. A book consisting of of your report on Bible content. That's what that statement says to God. What you see, write in a book. I have done that. A spirit cannot do that. When the last book you read that was written by a spirit? God has written a book. God has done a thing which a spirit cannot do. Okay, Revelation 1:19 says essentially the same thing. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. I have done that. I've done that in my document, as I stated earlier, in speaking of verse 11. In my book, the book of the law of God, all things that demonstrated power of God, that commandment to God is executed. It is performed. And that is a work a spirit cannot do. The question, or the statement rather, God is a spirit. The question, can a spirit resurrect dead Bible issues? Can a spirit write a book? Can a spirit take the authorized version Bible and perform an analysis of its matter and report to the people of its findings? Can a spirit do that? No, spirit cannot do that. Spirit cannot write a book. A spirit cannot take the Bible and examine it and write a report and bring it forth to the people. God does things a spirit cannot do. God outperforms and he outshines spirit. Okay? A spirit cannot write down the things, you know, having to do with an analysis of Bible content. What's the next one? Acts 26, verse 8. What does that say? It says this, that God should raise the dead. Okay? It's put in the form of a question. It says, why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? What it says to God, the living God, is God should raise the dead. It presents a duty meant for God, a duty for God. Okay. And as I said earlier, that's what I do. I resurrect dead issues that are hidden or lie in the Bible. A spirit cannot do that. A spirit cannot perform that which is given in Acts 26:8. God does it. All right. next statement, John 24:39. John 24:39. Let's see here. Let me look again. Okay. I believe that's Luke. Luke. Let's go to Luke. That was my mistake. I need to correct that. Luke 24:39. See what we have there. Still looking. That's why I like to turn to the statements, just in case I've made a mistake in writing down passages. So many. I'll have to come back to that one. Don't have the reference there. Okay, but let's see what it says here. Okay, what it says is a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Okay. God has flesh and bones. God is one who is of flesh and bones. A spirit has not flesh and bones. Okay? That's another difference. That's a possession which God has and a spirit does not. Again, all of these things are in response to the Bible's statement which says God is a spirit. And that statement is a true or false statement. God is to answer which one. Is that statement true or is it false? Of course, God has labeled that statement false as it is. And this is the circumstantiation of my finding that God is not a spirit. And in giving the circumstantiation, it is given as a refutation. A refutation to prove something wrong, proving that a statement is wrong. That's what I'm doing now, giving proof, showing proof that that statement, John 4:24, is incorrect. God is not a spirit. God is a person. Okay, Jeremiah 21:11. It says this, last statement, which is a commandment in the verse, John 21:11. Hear ye the word of the Lord. That's a commandment to the people. The people are commanded to hear the word of the Lord. Now, how does that relate to or tie into the statement, God is a spirit, and my refutation, God is not a spirit? A spirit cannot speak in an audible voice, as you see I am doing right now. The commandment, hear ye the voice of the Lord. You hear my voice. You're listening to the program, you hear my voice. Are you going to Lawmaster's archives? You hear the voice of the Lord. I've already taught for those who may be just tuning in to my program. I've already taught on who the Bible ascribes the title of Lord and God to. You can go back in the archives, start from the beginning of the archives, the first of the archives, and work your way up to the present, and you'll see that the Bible defines God. The Bible gives the characteristics of God, and anyone possessing the characteristics of God in the eyes of the law, that person is God. Scripture defines God. All right? We are living in the day of the living God. That's why he's called in Scripture the living God. This is the day in which God lives, actually lives, okay, in flesh and bone. As you see, I have you hearing my voice. You don't ask the question, is that a spirit that I'm hearing? You're listening to my program. It never occurs to you. The question never occurs to you, are you listening to a spirit? You assume, without even thinking of it, that you are listening to a human being. You are listening to one of flesh and bones. You just assume that that's a given. Okay. You are, and when you are listening to me, you know that you are listening to the Lord God. And if you don't know it, you're learning it now. You're listening to the voice of the Lord God, and you are, and especially if you're paying attention, you know, you are hearing the voice of the Lord as commanded in Jeremiah 21, verse 11. Okay, now, as I said, a spirit cannot speak in an audible voice. God outperforms, God outshines spirit. God is not a spirit. God is a human being. Okay. Let's go to Acts 8:10. Now, at the end of these things, you will know this. You will know, one, that the statement in John, which says God is a spirit, you will know that that statement is false. You will understand that that is a true or false statement in which God gives the answer to and shows a circumstantiation of the matter. All right? God refutes that statement. And God says, God is not a spirit. God is a man composed of flesh and bones. That's what you will know at the end of these things. You will know that God resurrects dead matters which lie in Scripture. You will know that the word resurrect means to bring back. Bring back, put back in notice, bring back to memory, put back in practice, etc. But I'm bringing these things to your notice. Okay. Resurrect. Bring back. Right? You will know that God has the responsibility of writing a book. You will know that God is commanded to examine Bible content, you know, write the things that you've seen. Okay, God has the responsibility of writing, of number one, examining Scripture, and then writing down a report of his examination, a report of his findings. Okay? You will know that I do those things. I carry out Bible commandments having to do with God and the work of God. The word God is given or assigned to do You will know that. You will also know at the end of these things that the things which God, which the Bible assigns God to do, that a spirit cannot do those things. So at the end of these things, you will know that the statement, God is a spirit, is false. Acts 8:10. Let's see. It is 8:10. Acts 8:10 says this about God. It says, this man is the great power of God. Isn't that something? It does not say this spirit is the great power of God. Okay? The statement says about God that God is a man, that God is a great power. Okay? It says those two things about God. God is a man and God is a great power. This man. Now the question is, who is the man that is the great power of God? The word of in that statement means having the designation of, having the name or title of. This man is the great power, having the designation or title of God. Who is the man? I have already taught that I am the man. You will not know that God has come unless God tells you. You will not recognize God by sight. Many people have seen me, but in their mind, they only saw a man. They did not know that that man is God. They see a human being. So again, God has to inform you of who he is. God has to tell you, tell the people, tell the world, he has come. He has to tell the world, I am God. And he doesn't only say it with his words, but he gives the evidence of it. And that's what I do. I give the evidence in support of God. All right? And of course, you don't get all of this in this episode, but you get all of this information in the episodes of Lawmaster. And you also get that information from my book, The Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. There, as the Bible says, there is one God. There are not many gods. It's just one. And you're listening to his voice. Now, it's easy for someone to say, you're not God. Well, you look at the evidence. You look at the evidence. I'm giving you scriptures right now pertaining to God. God is known by his works. Okay? What are his works? Write a book. Examine the Authorized Version Bible and write a book of your findings. Revelation 1, verses 9 and 19. Verses 11 and 19. Okay? Psalm 14:7. Okay? The Lord brings back the captivity of his people, which means resurrects the captivity of his people. Brings it into discussion, puts it in, you know, lays it out before the people. You know, here it is. Okay, and other things as we go on. God brings the works of the Bible into judgment. Okay, he brings the works of the Bible before the people. You know, if the people do not allow him in the courtroom, then he goes to the people, to the world, as I'm doing now. Okay, talking, putting my message online. So God puts his message online, doesn't he? Obviously, he does. That's what this is all about, okay? God's message is online. So This man is the great power having the designation of God. This is a fill-in-the-blank statement. Okay? This man. What man? Tommy L. Hart. This man, fill-in-the-blank, Lord, Tommy L. Hart is the great power having the designation or title or name of God. Okay. Now, a spirit is not a man. God is a spirit, the statement says. Well, a spirit is not a man. All right? God outperforms and outshines spirit. A spirit is not a man. A spirit cannot write a book and report to the people on its finding. A spirit cannot resurrect the captivity of the Lord's people. Okay? You cannot hear a spirit's voice. Okay? You cannot hear with your ears the voice of a spirit. You are commanded to hear the voice of the Lord. You can hear the voice of the Lord. You hear, you're listening to me right now. You hear, you are hearing the voice of the Lord. Okay? The Bible says this. Psalm 1, don't let me call it, but the Bible says in the book of Psalms, this is not in my notes for today. Psalm 127, let me turn to it. I believe it's Psalm 127. Okay. No, it's not Psalm 127. Well, as I know that statement, can't bring it up right now. But anyway, the Bible says this about God. God is the Lord which has showed us light. I said a few moments ago that in order for you to know who is who God is when he comes, God himself has to tell you. Okay? God is the Lord which has showed us light. I'm giving you light now on God. I'm giving you light or knowledge concerning God right now. Okay? All right, just give me a moment here. Psalm 118, verse 27. That's it. Psalm 118, verse 27. God is the Lord which has showed us light. That's what I'm doing now. A spirit and light here means knowledge. Shows knowledge. God is the Lord which has showed us light. A spirit cannot show knowledge. Just as a spirit cannot write a book. Spirit cannot grab the Bible, take the Bible physically and study it and turn its pages and write a report on it and bring that report to the people. God is the Lord which has showed us light. I'm doing that right now. I do that in my book, the book of the law of God, All Things of Demonstrated Power of God. That's done also in the many episodes of Lawmaster. I show knowledge to the people. Okay? All right. Here's a little statement. I'm going outside of my notes right now. Here's a statement, though. Well, this one is in my notes, I believe. This one is. Okay, Proverbs 2, verse 6. 2, verse 6. All right. What does it say? It says this. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord gives wisdom. I'm giving you wisdom now. I'm giving you the wisdom of God. You are hearing, you are receiving wisdom of God. Wisdom coming from of means here coming from. Wisdom coming from God of also means with means concerning or about I'm giving you wisdom concerning God. I'm giving you wisdom about and concerning God, and I'm giving you wisdom that is now coming forth from God. Okay. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. That's what's coming out of my mouth right now. Knowledge and understanding. Concerning what? Concerning God. And concerning the issue of spirit. For those who say God is a spirit and want to hold with God is a spirit, I'm doing that what this statement says right now as I speak. Okay? Out of his mouth. When the last time you heard words coming out of the mouth of a spirit, and this is here audibly, with your ears, don't let anybody tell you the Bible is a spiritual book. No, the Bible is not a spiritual book. The Bible is a law book. Okay? The Bible is a law book that deals with the matter. One of the issues it deals with is God, the issue, the matter of God, of which I'm talking now. Okay? A spirit cannot, you cannot hear words coming out of the mouth of a spirit. Okay? Let nobody fool you and say that's talking about spiritual or something. No, it's not. It is definitely not. It's just like the statement which says, hear the voice of the Lord. Is that spiritual? No, that's talking about hear with your ear. As the Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear. That's not spiritual. It's talking about physical hearing, physically. You get the point, okay? He that has an ear, let him hear, okay? Are you hearing me now? Why? Because you have ears, or an ear, whichever the case may be. But you're hearing me by means of ears or an ear, which you cannot do with a spirit. Okay, moving on. So again, I fulfill that which the Bible says God does, God will do, etc. I fulfill. I feel the bill for God. That's what I do. I feel the bill for God. What does that mean? That means I meet the requirements of God. That which the Bible requires of God, I meet, I give, I show evidence of. Okay? And this is huge. That the God which the Bible speaks about, the God which the Bible, the authorized version, exalts and talks about throughout itself, is now really here on earth. That's huge. That should be front page news, okay? That should be the talk of CNN, Fox, all of them, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them. Headline, frontline news. Okay. All right. I feel the bill for God. I do that which a spirit cannot do. A spirit cannot feel the bill for God. God outshines and outperforms spirit. God is composed of flesh and bones, as you see I have. And see means to understand there, as you understand, and hear, by hearing my voice and then hearing my voice, you understand that you are hearing a man and not a spirit. You understand that without even thinking of it. Okay, moving on. is next. Leviticus 26:10. Leviticus, that's in the first part of the Bible. You have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Okay, Leviticus 26:10 says this. Ye shall bring forth the old. Okay. Now let me read the statement as it is in the Bible, okay? You shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. What is the essence of that statement? It's wordy. It is wordy, okay, as written, okay? Its essence is you, in speaking to God, you the Lord, shall bring forth the old. That's exactly what I'm doing. The things of which I speak with regard to Scripture, these old things, the Authorized Version itself is 400 years old. 400 years old. So the matters, the issues that lie hidden and dead in the Authorized Version Bible, they are at least 400 years old, okay? Because the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is 400 years old. So they are at least 400 years old. Okay? I'm bringing forth old things. You shall bring forth the old. That's what I do. That's what God does. The matter concerning the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people is an old matter. Slaves been freed over 100 years. Okay? Captured, well, don't let me say it like that. Let me say it like this. Just say it simply. The slaves were freed in America, the United States of America. We have been freed in the United States of America approaching 150 years, somewhere around 147, 148 years. You can add it up, okay? But it's approaching 150 years that we, that the United States of America has outlawed slavery. So, God brings forth the old. A spirit cannot do that. Old matters. So you have the statement, God shall bring back, bring forth the old. God shall bring back the captivity of his people. God should raise the dead. I presented that earlier in this broadcast. Okay. All of those things, all of those statements, things God does. Things by which you will know the living God is among you. Okay. I do think, and this is important for you to know and get from this program, that Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. Okay. That's very important for you to know. But God, again, I say, the God that the Bible speaks about through and through, the God which the Authorized Version Bible exalts so highly, is among us right now at this time. He is alive and living at this time. At this time, the living God is among us. Tommy L. Hart feels the bill for God, and you would not know that if he did not tell you. Let me show you what God is responsible for doing. The book of John. Okay. Let's see, Leviticus chapter 7. I'm going off message here, meaning this is not really in my outline for today. But John chapter 7, verse 4, I'll read the statement as is. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. Listen to this. If you do these things, show thyself to the world. That's just in that statement, God is advised. I could use the word commanded, but God is advised that if, in other words, the man who feels the bill for God is advised, if you do this, do these things, if you feel the bill, if you meet the requirements for God, show yourself to the world. Now, no man in that statement, in the Authorized Version Bible, no man is a nickname for God. That's another finding of mine. You know, ministers and people tell you that no man means, you know, no person. Okay? It doesn't mean that in these statements, in this statement, no man is a reference to God. No man in the Authorized Version Bible is a nickname for God. Okay? No man is a nickname intended to be received by God. No man is a nickname for meant to be received by God. All right. So there is God that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. That's exactly what I'm doing now. I'm fulfilling that statement. He himself, God, no man, the nickname for God, he himself, God, seeketh to be made known openly. And in doing that, I am fulfilling the commandment which comes afterwards. Show thyself to the world. I'm showing myself. In my teaching, I'm showing myself that I am the God that the Bible talks about. And these things are irrefutable, okay? They are irrefutable. These things are what? They are sound. Yes, they are. These things are inconquerable. You cannot... Okay, just let me go with it. These things are inconquerable, okay? You cannot prove me wrong. You cannot prove God to be wrong in declaring himself, okay? I feel the bill for God. I know the Bible requirements for God, and I meet those requirements, just as I meet this one here. Secretly, working, examining Bible content, you know, et cetera. Finding out hidden things, okay? But don't let me, you know, dwell on that so much, John. I fulfill that statement, okay? Meet the requirements for God, and I'm seeking to make myself known openly to the world. Seeking to make myself known openly to the world. Right. Now, Psalm 94. Psalm 94 says this. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Same thing said in John chapter 4, or whatever chapter that was we read. Okay? Same thing. Show thyself to the world. It just says simply, show thyself here. Psalm 94:1. O Lord God, it's talking to somebody. It's talking, watch this. It's talking to somebody who can read. I'm reading this, and what I'm reading is being said to me. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. I am fulfilling that commandment. I'm telling you that I am he. I am he which the Authorized Version Bible speaks about through and through, talks about so much, gives the characteristics of, and that is to say, gives the identification of God. and I meet the identification of God, I feel the bill for God, right? A spirit cannot do this. A spirit cannot come forth and declare to the people, I am he, I am the Lord God. A spirit cannot carry out that commandment. A spirit cannot carry out the commandment in John that I just read prior to reading this statement in Psalm 94:1. A spirit cannot do that. Okay. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power of God. All right. Okay. God, again, outperforms and he outshines spirit in every way. Spirit cannot be compared with God. Remember that, because this is important. If you are in any way interested in truth, not religious lies, fictitious stuff at all, but for truth's sake, hear me, okay? For truth's sake. For honesty's sake, hear me. Okay. Exodus 19:19. Genesis, Exodus, second book in the Bible, Exodus 19:19 says this last statement in the verse. It says, God answered him by a voice. A spirit cannot answer by a voice. Remember, hear ye the voice of the Lord? Okay? Okay? God answered who? By a voice. I answer the office of Spirit. Here it is. I answer the word of God. It was the word of God who said to me, show thyself. That's the word of God. Okay? I answer the word of God. The word of God asks, who art thou? Then the word of God said, thou art God. Okay? But I answer Bible content, okay? Remember that. I answer Bible content. I answer the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. A spirit cannot do that. Where is my answer? You're listening to a part of my answer and hearing this broadcast right here, hearing this episode right now. You're listening to a part of my answer, okay? My answer lies in all of the many episodes of Lawmaster, episodes of this program. My answer lies in my document, my book that I've written, All Things of the Demonstrated Power of God, the book of the law of God, All Things of the Demonstrated Power of God. My answer lies therein. God answered him, the word of God, by a voice. I'm doing it by a voice. Remember, my audible voice. And also, my document is a voice of mine. My document, by definition, is the voice of God, okay? A spirit cannot do that. All right. 1 Corinthians 2:11, and we're wrapping this up. It says this, last statement in the verse. The God knoweth the things, but let me read it as is, okay? The things of God knoweth no man. The things of God knoweth no man. The words in that statement are out of order. They have to be rearranged. God rearranges the words in 1 Corinthians 3:11. The statement should read, God knoweth the things belonging to God. Okay? The things of God knoweth no man. Okay? No man, it should read, no man knows the things of God. What does of mean there? It means belonging to or concerning. No man, nickname for God, no man knoweth the things concerning God, belonging to God. Okay? and I show evidence of it, as I'm doing in this episode, showing evidence of my knowledge with respect to God. No man knows the things belonging to and concerning God. God knows the things belonging to and concerning God. Okay? And I show evidence of the matter, of the things. Okay? And I think the last statement here, 1 Samuel 20:11. A spirit cannot do that. A spirit show that it show with evidence. A spirit cannot show that it has knowledge of the things belonging to God. A spirit cannot produce evidence of that knowledge. Okay. What was that? 1 Samuel 20:7. Okay. 20:7 says this. Evil is determined by him. Just those words. Evil is determined by him. Just those first words. Okay, we can go back a few more words. Be sure that evil is determined by him. Just those words. Just those words. Be sure that evil is determined by him. Who's the him? God. Evil is determined by God. Okay? When we speak on Bible issues and Bible matters and all like that, we can say right now, evil is determined by God, because there are things which you may call good. God calls evil. Okay? Many call the faith concerning the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You may see that as a good faith. God sees it as an evil thing. So does Scripture, okay? The law, Scripture law, sees the faith concerning Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, a live entity, as an evil thing. And Scripture has condemned that faith, which many call good. Okay? So if Scripture calls that faith evil, so does God. And that, with that being, because the Gentiles teach that that is a good thing, but they deceive the people. Okay, I don't have time to go into all of that right now, but I've spoken about that through in Lawmaster's archives. Okay, the archives are so important, because you cannot get everything, obviously, in one episode. It's just impossible. The archives are very important. They are there for your learning. They are there. They exist for your good. All of that knowledge, wisdom, that gives perfect understanding of Bible matter, as never before. This is the first time that the Bible has been, that these things that I speak of in the many episodes of Lawmaster, the first time that these things have ever been brought out to the people of the world. The Gentiles have kept these things secret. Just as you did not know before me, you did not know the any of the characteristics of God. The average one of you, if not every one of you, the average one of you listening to me, would have agreed with the statement, God is a spirit, before hearing me. Yeah. But we're running out of time. I told you earlier in the program what you will know at the end of this episode. The main thing, you know, you should know by now, that out of all the evidence I just gave in this episode, the in my refutation and the setting forth of my circumstantiation, you should decided on the issue, that, and you should decide in favor of my refutation that God is not a spirit. We're talking about the God that the Bible talks about. Okay. Not one that you may have imagined or somebody lied to you about. Something up in the sky somewhere. Okay. All right. I don't have time to go into all of that. Okay. But you should know now that God is not a spirit. You should know that the statement in John which says God is a spirit is a true or false statement which God had the responsibility of answering, and he has done that. One of the last statements I read that said God answered him by a voice. That's an answer. I have given an answer to that statement. My answer is a refutation of the statement God is a spirit. What is my refutation? My refutation is God is not a spirit, but God is the man, Tommy L. Hart. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. Until the next time.